Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome, everybody. I hope that you guys are all getting to experience maybe a sense of not having guilt in your life, not being moved out of guilt and not moving in guilt, so that you can begin to see how love can actually work in a much healthier way than guilt can work. But many of us have walked through relationships that can have a lot of guilt added to them. So if you're the one that is experiencing a lot of guilt, then you're having a lot of distress. Whenever you find yourself with resentment and bitterness, when you're being compliant to go see the parents instead of excited about seeing a parent, when you find yourself emotionally wanting to shut down, you're not wanting to share. Maybe you have that in a friendship. Maybe you have that in a sibling. You know, the relationships that we have are all over the place. So you have to begin to recognize some of these senses in you. If you feel yourself wanting and this grand desire to emotionally distance yourself and pull away emotionally so that you're not close, because guilt is never going to bring about a true intimacy, a true bonding, a true friendship. A marital relationship will never be as cohesive as what God has intended it to be when guilt is used over and over and over again. So, you know, one time we might have used guilty. You know, most of the time when you become really aware of it, then you don't. You begin to work yourself out of that so you don't create those kind of explosions within relationships. And you can move out of that cycle of guilt within a relationship, even a parent-child, by just beginning to, for yourself, to not be motivated out of guilt. Whether it's being done to you, you can't move out of that guilt and do stuff, and you can't receive that guilt because of whatever it is that they say. So when you are sensing that disconnect, begin to really ask yourself what's going on. Maybe this is guilt. Let me think about this. Let me ponder on this and see what's going on inside of me. If you can begin to recognize the guilt, then you can begin to emotionally and spiritually begin to push that thing out there. Because remember, guilt always has a spirit attached to it. Now, you know, one of the prime motives of what demons try to do is to separate people, right? Getting someone isolated and alone is like the devil's playground. And so tearing up families, tearing up relationships is what demons love to do. And they will piggyback upon guilt whenever they can. If you are in that deep-seated guilt complex, you just feel guilty about everything, then you know you got your spirit that is harassing the pee waddling out of you. Just harassing and harassing, and you must get rid of it. You have to make a stance and a decision in your life. I am not going to feel guilty any longer. I am not going to just ponder on how guilty I am. Begin, receive that forgiveness from the Lord. Refresh yourself. Tell the demons, no, I'm not going to move myself out of guilt and with guilt anymore. Get thee behind me, Satan. Begin to fight it out spiritually and begin to fight emotionally. Walk through that emotional stability that I talked about and begin to put up those healthy boundaries and don't allow yourself to be moved because of guilt. You have to begin to really recognize when you do that. Are there certain triggers that make that happen more? And if there are, then you need to work on those triggers so that you don't walk into the guilt. Now, for a little while, you might find yourself in and out of bouncing in and out of guilt, but as you're learning and as you're growing, you will bounce less and less. You don't need to lash out to somebody because it's not their fault that you are motivated by guilt. If your parent uses guilt to manipulate you, it's your fault that you are manipulated. So don't go lashing out at them that they use guilt all the time. And how come you always have to make me feel guilty? Why do you always? No. Take responsibility. I let guilt soak into me. And I am going to, like a wet sponge, you're going to squeeze it out of you so that you aren't moved by guilt. You are moved by honoring your parent. You're not moved by the things that they say. Or you're not moved by that manipulation. You are moved because you want to honor them through the power of the love that Christ has. And you know what honoring means. Honoring may mean that you come and you sit down and have a cup of tea with them or a cup of coffee or help them, you know, go to the doctor, you know, depending on ages of parents and the different things that you have to do. You know what is honoring. And if you get rid of that resentment that guilt has created within this relationship, then you're not going to feel resentful. You're not going to feel bitterness. You're going to have walked into forgiveness of forgiving them. You're going to get rid of that nasty manipulating spirit, that witchcraft that's there within that relationship. Just think, I mean, you have witchcraft working within this relationship. It never, ever brings about godly experiences, holy love and communication, and a godly relationship. It will create all those negative things. So when you feel yourself pulling away, or you feel like your child is really pulling away, begin to ask yourself, am I using guilt? Am I trying to use guilt to get my child to come back into the relationship? You know, there might be something going on in their life and in whatever is happening with them that has nothing to do with you. But because we are kind of rather self-centered people, we like to use guilt to make people come back to us because that gives us a sense of power, remember, and authority. So you get to, you know, really question yourself. Do you do that? Is that happening in your workplace? Because using guilt within the workplace to getting people to do what you want them to do, they are going to feel resentful and they're going to feel bitter about it. And then that creates a very bad employee, and they're going to do things that are not what you want done in your department or in your business or whatever it is that you're doing. So you've got to begin to, one, feel your spiritual boundaries. They are being pooped on by demons when you use guilt or have guilt within that relationship. So you have to begin to push that out. If you're not really aware of spiritual boundaries, then begin to ask the Lord to show you. Use some of those cue words that I've said, and thinking about guilt and guilt in relationships, so that you can grow and not be in a place where there is disconnection within a relationship that you really do want connection with. Because remember, guilt is going to cause exactly the opposite of what you want. You want a loving relationship that is built on honor, respect, loyalty. That's what you want. You don't want a relationship that is resentful, bitterness, and angry and disconnected. I'm emotionally completely absent from you because I am here because I don't want to feel guilt by you anymore. So I'm going to come and do this. That is not That is not what you want. That's not how you want to be. So begin to be aware of where you're at with that and how demons are using you to either motivate yourself to do stuff out of guilt, because it's going to come up as dead fruit, or to manipulate someone else to doing something, and that's going to come up as dead fruit. So think about that in within yourself. See if you do those things, then begin to spiritually do the warfare that you know to do. Motivate you out of guilt. So if you're motivated to minister out of guilt, that's not him. And we're going to talk some more about that kind of thing tomorrow. I know that all of us have moved out of guilt in our relationship with the churches or with a ministry. We've done those things. So let's kind of learn and let's start walking in that way of how Jesus wants us to walk. Thank you guys for listening. May you all have a very blessed day, and may you spend today not being guilty or working out of guilt. Thanks. Have a blessed day. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.